Robinhood Radio presents And the Good News Is with award-winning author John Neufeld.
You're not going to believe this, but along with prosthetic devices of all kinds that are developed to help the hindered and the halt, we now have a new prosthesis that may come to mean even more to millions of our friends and neighbors. A pilot study conducted by a team of researchers from Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center and the University of Southern California have successfully implemented a prosthetic memory system to a human brain. Let that sink in for a minute and all its possibilities. The study tested the prosthetic memory system on epilepsy patients who were already participating in a diagnosis brain mapping procedure using surgically implanted electrodes in different parts of the brain to detect seizures. The patients were shown an image, and then after a brief pause in which the screen went black, they were tasked with picking that image out of a group of others. When correct responses were made, the team was able to create a unique code from a neural firing. The researchers then synthesized that code with the prosthetic memory system and played it back to the patients as they performed the image task again. Participants showed a 37% improvement in correct responses using the system. This is the first time scientists have been able to identify a patient's own brain cell code or pattern for memory, and in essence, written in that code to make existing memory work better, an important first step in potentially restoring memory loss, explained the study's lead author. A second test had participants perform the same memory task, but had to wait up to 75 minutes before being asked to pick up a correct original image. When the prosthetic memory system was activated with the longer delay, participants showed a 35% improvement in recall. We can feed in the correct pattern to assist the patient's brain in accurately forming new memories, not as a replacement for innate memory function, but as a boost to it. The researchers hope the technology, as they continue to build it, will eventually help people recall long-term memories that are particularly meaningful to patients, to help people hold on to specific memories, such as where they live, or what their grandchildren look like, when their overall memory begins to fail. Think Alzheimer's disease. I'm John Neufeld.
The Good News Is with John Neufeld, recorded in the facilities of Robinhood Radio, robinhoodradio.com, 67 Main Street, Sharon.